UConn students are still grappling with the effects of a racist incident filmed on campus. Gabriella De Benedictis of the Daily Campus reports that UConn police have now opened an investigation regarding the three students who were filmed using racial slurs against Black students living in the Charter Oak Apartments. UConn spokesperson Stephanie Reed said UConn is taking the incident very seriously and believes strongly that everyone on our campuses deserve to feel safe, valued, and respected at all times. According to Reitz, the incident is being investigated through UConn's Bias Incident Protocol, and a meeting was held at the Charter Oaks Apartments Community Center to discuss the incident and promote the use of productive dialogue in a space where students can feel safe. Sin Awareness Day is a controversial tradition on campus. However, many do not know who is behind Sin Awareness Day. The Daily Campus' Naila Suleiman spoke with Don Carnes, a retired veteran who has devoted his life to spreading the message of God. Carnes said that sin awareness is simply a concept or an idea which stems from the observation that so many colleges are always having an awareness day, such as domestic violence, cancer, alcohol awareness. He hopes that people will think about some of the things that are going on in the world around them, and that they will consider why these ills arise and acknowledge these problems as sin. Carn says that the group generally stays within the Northeast, hoping to influence future leaders, politicians, and doctors. Carnes is not required to organize his event through UConn since it is a public campus. UConn spokesperson Stephanie Reed said UConn visitors have the same free speech rights as students and employees, and that the university doesn't bar anyone based on their beliefs or the ways in which they express those beliefs, as long as their actions are legal and don't compromise anyone's health, safety, and regular campus operations. Carnes believes UConn students will change their ways after graduating, despite the backlash he often faces on campus, and says the message the group preaches is that Jesus Christ saves people from their sins. Students applying to UConn will be using a new system that aims to streamline the application process. Daily Campus reporter Rachel Phillipson reports the new system, known as Slate, allows applicants to view their required documents, their application status, and submit additional documents in one place. While applicants are still able to use PeopleSoft to check their status, Director of Undergraduate Admissions Vern Granger says the new system allows for increased transparency when it comes to the application process. Additionally, Slate allows students to see UConn's deadlines in one place as well. The deadline to apply for FAFSA is February 15th, and Special Programs and Priority Deadline application is December 1st. On Monday, September 30th, Cameron Caskey, co-founder of March for Our Lives, visited UConn to discuss activism and mental health. Here is WHUS correspondent Grace McFadden with the story.
On Monday, September 30th, the Leadership Legacy Speaker Series hosted March for Our Lives co-founder and youth activist Cameron Caskey in a conversation about his work within the gun violence reform sphere, his life outside of advocacy, and what it means to be an activist today. The night began with opening remarks from Caskey and then moved on to a discussion moderated by Chris Viles, a professor of American Studies at UConn. This talk was part of the Leadership Legacy Speaker Series, which in the past has hosted such names as Daniel Feinberg, the director of photography and lighting for Pixar, and David Brooks, a journalist notable for his contributions to NPR, PBS NewsHour, and the New York Times. Caskey began his journey as an activist when he survived the Parkland, Florida shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018 and became part of the March for Our Lives movement, a political movement that strives to reduce gun violence. While March for Our Lives looks to decrease gun violence everywhere, the impetus for the creation of their movement was the influx of school shootings in the past decade. Now a freshman at Columbia University, he focused much of his talk on his experiences of being an activist in the current political climate. According to Caskey, activism is a cesspool right now. He bemoaned what he called slacktivism, which he described as a dilution of real social change by the illusion of having your voice heard on social media.
Social change is confusing. There are the people who think that tweeting is enough, and that, you know, going online and talking about how President Trump is orange is making a difference. And there are the people out there who are actually working every single day with no recognition, with putting their whole lives aside for something they believe in.
He also took a critical view of his own prior activism, specifically of his punditry and the derisiveness he feels he contributed to. Kasky mentioned that he leaned too heavily into the fact that he was young as an activist, and that he didn't want others to make that same mistake. These objections struck a chord with the audience, especially coming from someone with so much experience in the field of activism. Kasky left March for Our Lives late last year, but he continues to be involved in other activism, specifically with mental health advocacy. Kempton Campbell, a first-semester political science and human rights double major, was inspired by Kasky's activism and passion for gun reform.
I came to this event because Cameron Kasky is someone that obviously I've followed for a while, ever since Marjorie Stoneman Douglas happened. And he's someone who I think is a great voice for the youth in our society, especially when it comes to gun control and gun reform and things like that. Something that I thought for a long time is how the youth will change our current political climate. And he said that there are smart people within society who are young, and there are smart people who are older, and then on the other hand, there are dumb people in society who are both old and young.
For WHUS News, this is Grace McFadden.
Finally, UConn students are swiping out hunger. Here is WHUS correspondent Shira Tall with the latest.
On Wednesday, October 16th, University of Connecticut students will have the opportunity to donate a meal plan flex pass to UConn Swipes, Willimantic No Free Shelter, and the Covenant Soup Kitchen. UConn's Department of Dining Services, Community Outreach, and the Students First Fund are collaborating with the Dean of Students to launch the UConn Swipes program on the store's campus. Part of a nationwide program implemented at other colleges and universities, the UConn Swipes program aims to provide students with food insecurity and or who are experiencing an emergency situation access to healthy and well-balanced meals in campus dining halls. Executive Director of Dining Services Dennis Pierce said that he decided to get involved after being approached by Student Affairs.
30 years. When it started, there was a lot of colleges and universities that were putting this together because we wanted an opportunity to be able to give back to the community, and in doing so, the method was that we would use the students' swipes as a counter to be able to see how much we would make our donations to the community to be.
For every meal swipe given, a total of $2.50, the raw cost of food is donated. Last year, a total of $16,207 were donated to causes. Pierce explained why it is only the raw food cost at the moment.
The raw food cost, because we still have an operation that's running. We're still paying people salaries and benefits, and we still have the overhead. So we use the raw food cost of $2.50 and then take that number and multiply it times how many swipes that we had on that particular evening.
In addition to taking swipes in October, Dining Services is also giving students a new opportunity to donate another day during the fall semester. This event will occur on Wednesday, December 4th, and all donations will only benefit the UConn Swipes initiative. Dining Services is also exploring the option of giving students the ability to donate in a more centralized location on campus, such as a student union. Pierce described the importance of students donating and helping others out.
I don't want to say it's painless, but in essence, you know, I always hear that, well, you know, we have extra swipes that we want to give to a cause. I think that's, it's if anything, just the effort alone increases the awareness that there is an issue. There is an issue not only on this campus, but in the United States of having access to food. There's a direct correlation with students eating healthy and having healthy diets, and there's several studies out there showing that if students have access to nutritious meals, then they will do better academically, and that just makes sense. So I think it's neat that we can be involved in this. We're eager, and I don't know the answer or the solution, and that's why.
For more information on UConn Swipes eligibility, students can visit the Dean of Students' office during walk-in hours in Wilbur Cross Building, room 203, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. Students may also contact the office at 860-486-3426 to make an appointment outside office hours or may be referred to this program. For WHUS News, I'm Shira Tall.
And now, your weekend weather. Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 54. However, be prepared for another windy day with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight brings a low around 37. Tomorrow will be mostly clear as well with a high around 58 and a low around 39. And finally, Sunday will be a little warmer with a high around 68. That's all the news we have this week. We will now be going into a short break before our talk segment. This week, we'll be speaking to news director Kara Murray.
Oh, hey there. It's Francesca Ramsey, and you're listening to WHUS Stores, because you're a cool person.
From this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily the views of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. So thank you, Kara, for doing this interview with me. I know it was a little bit last minute.
Thank you for
really
having me.
I appreciate it. I'm really excited for this. I actually wrote down some questions.
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm always excited to be a guest on the show.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Kara Murray is the new news director for WHUS, and it's a really cool job, and she's doing a really great job at it.
Oh, shucks.
So my first question is that you're obviously new to this job. How do you feel being the news director, and what are your favorite parts so far of this job?
That's a good question. It's definitely very overwhelming, I would say. I think going into it, I knew, just from watching our old news director, Daniela, I knew that it was a lot of work. But she always kind of made it look very easy. Like, she always kind of had it under control. Or at least it looked like that. And so I was like, oh, this will be so fun. And it is super fun. But it's definitely a lot more work than I anticipated. But that's not necessarily a bad thing, because I really love what I do and I'm really happy that I got the job. And I guess my favorite part is probably just having somebody's story go up for the first time on the website. We had a lot of people's first stories go up in the past week. And then just seeing how happy they are, how proud they can be, because I remember my first story going up and how proud I was of being like, oh, I recorded that, I edited that, I like wrote that. So it's definitely a very cool feeling to like get to help people and see them post their own content.
Oh, so nice. And then my second question is, obviously you've been part of WHUS for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your, for in the news department, like, what's your favorite story that you've done to date? Whether that be in class, too, because I know you're a journalism major,
yes,
right?
I am a journalism
so
major.
So I know journalism majors do, you guys do stories.
Yes.
Class, right?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
So, like, any story that you've ever written.
Yeah, okay. So I have two answers for that, I guess. So the first, my favorite story that I wrote for WHUS is probably when David Hogg came to campus, last March. That was really cool that I got to have like a press pass for that and sit and listen to him talk, because I think he's a really cool person. I really like him, what he advocates for, and the fact that he's so young and so professional and smart. I just think he's really cool. So that was, I was very proud to have written for that. And it was also really funny because we post all of our stories to Facebook, and a lot of people were commenting mean things under it. Like, they were like, we hate David Hogg.
Oh, no.
And I was like, ha, I wrote that. It was really funny. I don't know why I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it's like you're making like a little, like you're like part of the movement.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, I'm being controversial. And then my favorite story that I've written for class is, we do these things in a news writing called Sudden Death, where they basically tell you without warning, like, go find a new story and have it written by the end of class, and they just kind of let you loose onto campus. So I had to do one of those one day, and I was just walking around the union totally lost, and then I went into ASAC because I saw a flyer for this thing called the Together Project, and I was like, that sounds cool. So I went in and I asked about it, and they were like, oh, it turns out that the girl who started this, like, project graduated, but she's here today just by chance. So I got to talk to her and hear it straight from her about why she started it, what she wanted to do, because it was like an advocacy group to end Islamophobia and xenophobia. So I got to talk to her, and that was really cool. And yeah, it was like a very lucky story to stumble upon.
Yeah,
so
that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, though. It's like, definitely
I
very scary.
Know that was a thing that happened.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, you did. I'm assuming you did like a really good job. Like, that's an interesting story. So
yeah, it definitely helped that the story was super interesting.
And so, like, what inspired you to go into
Ooh, okay.
Everybody.
Yeah. Well, I've always really liked writing as a kid. Like, that was always the thing I liked to do, like, make up stories, like, go on, sit on my mom's computer and just write. And so I've always known that I wanted to be a writer. But coming into college, I was kind of like, I don't want to be an English major. And I didn't want to be a creative writing major because I was like, I want a job.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll try journalism. And I ended up really liking it. And I don't know if I want to be a journalist when I graduate, but I know that I want to be a writer. So it's close enough.
No, that's awesome. And like, you're obviously doing like really important work this time.
Exactly.
We need more honest journalists. So.
Yeah, I try to be.
But yeah, and then so obviously like this job, I know from all the work that you do and like me emailing you at like, the weirdest hours of the day, it's time consuming. So it's basically like almost like a 24-hour job. Like, so whenever you get an email, like, you answer it. If you get a message, you have to answer it regarding like whatever's going on. So how do you do it? How do you manage your time?
It's definitely not easy. I think I do have set office hours where I try to kind of get all my work done within the like the span of those hours. And everybody else at WHUS is pretty good about only doing their work during those set hours, but even when I'm at home, I kind of find myself checking my email, like I'll be up at like 1:30 responding to you or like just editing stuff. So I kind of just, I don't know. I really don't know how I manage it. I definitely try to keep it contained to those couple hours when I'm here so that way I can get my other work done. But I definitely find myself kind of making compromises and being like, oh, I can check this. Like I can edit this if I'm not doing anything. So it's just kind of me recognizing, like prioritizing, I guess is what you could say.
Yeah.
So I think I definitely put WHUS over everything, which is probably not good for my studies, but you know, oh well.
Well, yeah, speaking of your studies, like what is, like this is random, I was asking everybody this question, like what's your favorite class this semester? Because you're a senior.
Yes,
right?
I'm a senior.
That's exciting.
Yes, it's scary, definitely very scary. Yes. A lot of my classes this semester, I don't want to say I don't like any of them, but they're all very kind of just me filling my requirements before I can graduate. But I really like, I'm taking an online journalism class, and I really like that because we learn a lot about how to write for online, obviously, and just like infographics and video and photography, and the professor is very cool. Her name is Marie Shanahan. I don't know if she listens to this, but shout out to her. She's very cool.
Yeah, it's like her.
Yeah, so she makes it very enjoyable.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then, as we just discussed, probably, like, you have very long days.
Yes.
And you somehow still manage to do it. But what is your favorite way to de-stress after, like, long days?
I think one way is definitely baking. yes, I brought in cupcakes today to the station because
they were the best pumpkin cupcake I've ever had in my life, and I don't even like pumpkin.
Yeah, so that is a high compliment. That is high praise. but yeah, so I definitely like to do that. I was in like a good mood last night. I didn't have a lot of work because I finished my midterm, so I was like, I'm just gonna do it. So that definitely helps a lot. And also having my own, I'm sure you can attest to this, having your own radio show is super helpful. For me, at least, just to sit in the studio alone and just like play music and not think about anything. That's just like, I just sit there. I'm just like, yes, this is my moment.
And that's so funny because I was just about to ask about your show too.
Yes.
So Kara has her own show at WHUS. It's called Peanut Butter and Jam.
Yes.
I love that title.
Thank you.
So do you want to just tell us more about it?
Sure.
I don't know much about it other than...
It's the show right before Maria's, Monday nights at 6 p.m. Maria's is Monday nights at 7, so listen to both of us. And yeah, I just kind of went out, and I've always wanted my own show. That was the original reason why I joined WHUS, but I just kind of never got around to it because I was too scared. So I was like, you know what, senior year, I'm gonna try and get my own show. So I did.
Oh wow, wait, this is your like first.
This is my first time having my own show. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, like you just seem like you've been a regular.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what, whatever. And because music has been such a big part of my life for so long. And I was like, I really just want to play music that I like, and hopefully other people will like it too. So sometimes I have set themes for the week, sometimes I don't, but it's called Peanut Butter and Jams for a reason. I don't really like slow music. I really like stuff that I can like kind of dance to or like bop to, drive to. So I just like to play upbeat stuff. So yeah, that's kind of where the name came from.
Yeah, that's awesome. And who's your favorite artist right now?
Right now. Okay, yeah. Right now, I'm really into a band. They're called the Band Camino. I really like them. Who else have I been really liking? I feel like now that you've asked me, I have no idea.
You're like, music? I don't know what that is.
I don't work at a radio station. I don't know what music is. I really like this guy, Joji.
Joji. I'm a fake fan. I only know like the famous like slow dancing.
Oh, that's like my favorite song by him. So I'm
like
totally
it's
with
fake
you.
Me because that's like, isn't that his like most famous song? I
yeah,
think?
Definitely his most popular, but for good reason.
Yeah, but my sister actually is a huge fan.
Oh really?
She's a real fan. Mm. She would know all those songs.
I love him. I think he's great. Oh, I also right now I really like Small Pools. They're just like another indie rock band. My favorites are the 1975 because I'm still
classic.
A basic indie girl like in high school.
That's okay.
Who else? I think we actually, everybody on the board, we made our own playlists that are on the WHUS Spotify account. So like anybody I've ever liked is on there. So I'm trying to think. I have like a very strange taste in music. I feel like everybody says that, but I think mine is
okay though. I feel like everybody, I feel like music really does, like the type of music really does tell people like the kind of person you are.
Definitely.
But then there's those people like, and like they listen to like the craziest music and you don't expect it. And you're like,
like our general manager, Allie has a heavy metal show and she does not look like she'd love heavy metal, but she absolutely loves it.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just so, I love that.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah. So there's always those outliers, I would say.
Yeah,
but
right.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I guess like finally, just like I guess if there's anything you want to say about yourself, I feel like I know you as a news director. I know you as like a journalism student, but I feel like I don't know you as like
as a human being.
Like who is Kara?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, I'm too.
Really?
Yeah.
What day's your birthday?
The 26th.
Oh,
November.
You're a little Christmas baby. November.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm December 14th.
Oh.
Interesting. I feel like there's a difference in November Sagges and December Sagges.
I don't know that many November Sagges.
Me neither.
Yeah.
That is so interesting.
I know many December. I feel like almost all my friends are Sagittarius.
I love Sagittarians.
And then I have like the here and there, like Aquarius here and there. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing here, my friend group? But whatever.
I'm a Sag, yes. Fire signs unite.
Yes.
What else? That's like my only identity. I'm like,
no,
that's it.
I say too.
That's all.
Literally, like when we had to do door decks for in the dorms, like way back when, mm-hmm. like it was like write three things about you, and I was like, I don't know anything about me.
I have no idea. I have no personality. But yeah, I'm a Sag. My favorite colors are blue and purple.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have a dog. Her name is Callie. She's so cute.
What kind of dog?
We don't know exactly what kind she is, but we think she's like a Beagle Jack Russell mix. She's
so
cute.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture when we're done. She's so cute. What else about me? What else could possibly be interesting about me? I like to bake. I like to read and write.
What's your favorite book?
Oh, God. That is so difficult. I really loved Harry Potter as a kid.
Really?
I was like such a Harry Potter nerd. So I have like all this weird mental knowledge about it.
Honestly, I have never read Harry Potter.
A crime.
And I feel like I'm the only person on this planet who still exists who has never read it. But the issue was, I was actually living in Pakistan when when it was like the thing.
Wow. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah,
we're learning.
For 2 years. Yeah.
Cool.
So I was there when it became like this big thing. So when I came back, like the wave had kind of passed,
mm-hmm.
but the movies were coming out.
Right.
So I'd watched the movies. So then I know like the books have way more info
Oh yeah.
And, like way more like lore.
Absolutely.
But I like try to read the book, but the whole time, like, I know how it's going to end. I feel like it was insane. Like, reading the book when they were coming out.
Yeah.
And being like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen?
That was...
No, like, that's like a thrill. Like,
it was so cool.
That, I wish I could have been a part of it, but it's okay. That's a film movie. So
yes.
That's what I have.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Harry Potter, I'm a Ravenclaw.
Okay.
That's important, I feel like. Do you know what house you are, even though you've never read it?
Yeah, I'm a Slytherin.
Interesting.
But I feel like I don't really see myself as one, but I guess the hat decides.
Yeah. I feel like people see Slytherins as, like, evil. This is me, like, about to be in my nerd element. But I feel like Slytherins are just very, like, ambitious, very, like, smart, and very, like, I don't want to say cunning, because I feel like that also has a bad connotation, but very just, like, calculating. Mm-hmm. Very, like, know what they want and know how they want to get there.
I guess. I hope that.
Yeah, and I think very, like, okay, yeah. Go-getters, which I think you're a pretty big go-getter from what I've seen. You're very good about volunteering for stories.
I did do a test, like, that, like, with all the questions, and it gives you the percentages of, like, of all the houses, and, like, I was very, like, almost, like, equal with, like, Slytherin and Gryffindor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so,
cool.
Like, I guess, like, it's not. Have you ever taken that test?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so I know some people who are, like,
yeah. I was like Ravenclaw and Gryffindor.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like the two best.
Okay. You're like, I'm smart and
read. Yeah. So, you know, not to flex, but, you know.
But yeah, so thank you, by the way, just for being here.
Of course.
Like, especially last minute, like the way that you did that. You're
yeah.
Like, okay,
did you come up with those questions like last minute too? Like,
yes,
those were very good
like,
questions.
Right before I came in, I was like typing them in my notes app.
Oh, I love that. Those were great questions.
Yeah. So thank you so much. And that's all the time we have for today. But I'd love to talk to you like even more because I feel like I learned so much today. And thank you to everyone who's listening in on this show. So once again, thank you to Daily Campus and UCTV for collaborating with us. And thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our theme music. Is there anybody you want to shout out, Tara?
I know that our former news director, Daniela, always listens.
Yes, Daniela.
So, hi, Daniela. We miss you. I really hope I'm holding down the fort in your honor, which I know she'll say that I am, but you know.
She is.
Yeah. We miss you, Daniela. Thanks for listening.
And I've been your host, Maria Shaw, and you're listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. Stay warm and have a great weekend.
Yay!